Foundations for Eternal Life. Chapter 16. What must I do to be saved? Acts 16:29-33. And the jailer called for lights and rushed in, and trembling with fear he fell down before Paul and Silas. Then he brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in his house. And he took them the same hour of the night and washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. End of verses. There is perhaps no question more important than this one. What must I do to be saved? Many are too busy with life to consider this question. Many go blindly through life avoiding this question. Many are unwilling to consider that they may be lost. From Acts 16:30-31, what must I do to be saved? Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved. End of verses. Just believe? What does believe mean? James 2:19, you believe that God is one, you do well. Even the demons believe and shudder. End of verse. The demons also know that Jesus is the Christ, Luke 4:41, so a saving belief is clearly more than just an intellectual agreement with truth. How did Paul clarify belief and salvation to the jailer when they spoke the word of the Lord to him, per Acts 16:32? Near the end of Paul's traveling ministry in the book of Acts, Paul summarizes the message that he preached, Acts 20:20-21. I did not shrink from declaring to you anything that was profitable, and teaching you in public and from house to house, testifying both to Jews and to Greeks of repentance toward God and of faith in our Lord Jesus Christ. End of verses. From this we see that saving belief includes 1. Repentance towards God, and 2. Faith in our Lord Jesus. Repentance speaks of a change in thinking, a change from unbelief to belief, a change in the direction of your life. Acknowledge that you have sinned and turn to God for forgiveness of sins and for deliverance from the power of sin. Choose to follow God rather than continuing to follow after sinful desires. The call to repent applies to everyone. Acts 17:30, NIV. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. End of verse. Faith in Jesus involves believing that Jesus is the promised Messiah, the Christ, the only Son of God, Lord of all, that he died for your sins and the sins of the whole world, 1 John 2:2, that he rose from the dead, and that he will do for us what Scripture says he will do if we follow him. Having faith in Jesus is roughly the same as believing in Jesus. Faith and believe are similar words in the original Greek language of the New Testament. Both involve conviction and trust, not just mental knowledge. Trusting in Jesus leads us to follow Jesus' teachings. In the preface, we saw that Jesus invites us to come to him for salvation. So salvation and repentance and faith involves coming to Jesus, trusting in Jesus, and following Jesus. Those who genuinely turn to God in repentance and put their faith in Jesus are born again spiritually and receive God's Holy Spirit to give them new life and purpose, John 3:1-21. Some people appear to come to saving faith and repentance quickly, primarily as a single event. For others, it appears to happen as a series of more minor steps spread out over time. Don't wait until you are good enough to come to God. It will never happen. You'll have victory over sin and have new spiritual life only after you turn to God in repentance and have faith in Jesus. There is no other way to be saved. What about you? Have you turned to God in repentance? Do you have faith in our Lord Jesus? If not, why not do so today? Behold, now is the favorable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation, 2 Corinthians 6:2. You can come to God for salvation alone by yourself or in the presence of others. Here are some guidelines. Turn to God in repentance. Ask God for help with this. True repentance will likely involve things like these. Bullet point. Admit to God that you have sinned against him. Be as specific as you feel is appropriate. Be really honest. Bullet point. Admit to God that you need a Savior, that you can't save yourself. You can't fix or undo your own sins. Bullet point. Declare to God that you are now choosing to follow him. Acknowledge that you need his help to do so, that you can't do it by your own strength. Bullet point. Renounce all commitments and allegiances you have made that are contrary to following God. End of bullet points. Have faith in our Lord Jesus. Bullet point. Acknowledge that Jesus is the Christ, the only Son of God, Lord of all. Declare that Jesus is now your Lord. Bullet point. Acknowledge that Jesus died for your sins and rose from the dead. Bullet point. Come to Jesus, trust in Jesus, and follow Jesus. End of bullet points. Thank God for His mercy and grace in saving you. Ask God to fill you with His Spirit so that you can live a life pleasing to Him. Baptism. As you have opportunity, get baptized by another follower of Jesus. See chapter 17. Be baptized. For further reflection regarding repentance, Ezekiel 18:30-32, a call for repentance. Matthew 3:1-2, Mark 1:4, and Luke 3:3, summaries of John the Baptist's teaching. Matthew 4:17 and Mark 1:15, summaries of Jesus' teaching. Matthew 11:20-24, because they did not repent. Mark 6:12, a summary of the 12 disciples' preaching. Luke 13:1-5, Jesus emphasizing the need for repentance. Luke 15:1-7, Jesus teaching about the lost sheep. Luke 15:8-10, Jesus teaching about the lost coin. Acts 2:38, 3:19, and 5:31, Peter on repentance. Acts 17:29-31, 20:18-21, 26:19-21, Paul on repentance. Ephesians 4:20-24, how we came to know Christ. 2 Peter 3:9, God wants none to perish, wants all to repent. Revelation 2:5, 2:14-16, 3:1-3, and 3:19-20, Jesus' messages to the churches regarding repentance. Revelation 9:20-21 and 16:9-11, refusal to repent. Regarding faith in Jesus, John 3:16-18, whoever believes in Jesus. John 7:37-39, whoever believes in Jesus. Romans 1:17 and 3:19-31, righteous by faith. Galatians 2:15-16, justified by faith. Ephesians 2:8-9, saved by grace through faith. Philippians 3:8-9, righteousness from God. Hebrews 11:1-40, the faith chapter. James 2:14-26, faith without deeds. And a book reference, The Way to God by D.L. Moody, available free on the internet.